at the beginning of the game, at the beginning of the opportunities for us to kind of, have an impact, they got a long touchdown pass. They got a long throw that was ended up with a pass interference, and there was a long run. So there were three explosive plays in the first half that resulted in, points for them, touchdowns, and that's 21 points. And then later on, the latter part, second quarter, kicked a field goal. You can't do that against a fast, athletic FBS team and want to have any success. And so, as they did that, try to get our things going. The ground game wasn't going as what we needed. Try to get some of the passing game going on as well. That wasn't as what we needed as well. But my hat goes off to, to Coach Beck and that team. They're a very good, athletic, sound, fast football team. And then I thought the second half, we played much better. Played much better defense. Did a better job of, when you're down, teams on your low or high red zone area, instead of giving touchdowns, making them kick field goals. The things that explosive plays that happened for them again. We're in our red zone coming out, and they block a punt. They end up scoring on that, and we're coming out of our red zone area again, and we fumble, and they scoop and score. So when you add points like that, you don't give yourself a chance to win games. But like as I said, some of the positive things that come out of that is I love this never quit, don't die mentality that these guys have. I mean, that game could just get out of hand, and they could keep scoring, and guys can just have an attitude of just tanking it. But our guys kind of fought back, and were able to score at the very end there. And a lot of guys end up playing in this game. And if you're going to get dedicated or demonstrated performance, you got to have guys playing in meaningful games. And so when you look at our team, the loss, it's not what we want. The opportunity to go and play, be competitive at some portions of the game, have guys get game reps, and then look at this again as a sample size of we got to tackle better. We got to be smart about playing the deep ball, and then establish our run, and then keep getting the ball to our playmakers. I thought that Drayshon Kendricks did a great job with a 62-yard touchdown reception. Got the ball to Bronson Yoder 9 times, to Malachi 5 times. So we got to spread the ball out a little bit, get the ball in these guys' hands that I just mentioned. But overall, you come out of this, obviously, we're relatively healthy. When you come out of an FBS game, sometimes you're worried about being beat up and injuries. But we should have everybody that played in this game back for this upcoming opponent.
All right. First question this afternoon from John. Go ahead, John.
Oh, thank you. Coach London, I know it's only two games for your redshirt freshman linebacker, Elijah Rayner, but I wonder if you could talk about his progress or lack thereof. How's he doing?
Now, he's getting better. This is a very physical game. When you're an inside backer, you got to be able to, go downhill and take off double teams and hit people in the face. And he has demonstrated that he can do that. And he's going to be really good. He's just going to get better as his development, bigger, faster, stronger, and all those things go on. He's got a mindset, a football IQ that's high. His effort and things like that are really good. And so he's going to be a really good football player for us, continuing to get better as every game goes on. And that's a great thing about who he is. We all know about his the legacy or the lineage of his father and everything like that, but he's a player standing in his own right, making a name for himself, and doing the things here that we need to be done, not only on the field, in the classroom, and in the community as well, John.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks.
Mike, your next question for Brian Smith. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Coach. You were talking about how proud you were of your guys being able to just essentially not give up. Do you tell guys that, or do you kind of play it by ear? How do you respond when you're down at one point, 27-7 to your guys? And what do you do or say to guide them to get back like they did in the second half?
Brian, a lot of guys walking down the sideline saying, this is a gut check right now. You can go north or south in terms of how you want to approach this. Hurry up, get the game over, or, take some of the starters out, Our guys wanted to finish strong because the first half, first quarter was not kind of way we needed to play or wanted to play in order to be successful. There's been guys on this team that have beat an FBS opponent, and there's the qualities that take that you need to have those things to give you a chance. And so instead of when things are getting, crazy a little bit going sideways, instead of saying, you know what, I don't want to play, let's hurry up, get back on the plane to get back home. It's a night game. We got back like 2:30, 3 o'clock, in the morning, back in Williamsburg, no one was talking that. They were talking about, let's put these plays together. Let's play better defense. Let's block better. Let's get on the perimeter. And in the end, I just thought, we just did a great job of just staying committed to not take a knee, not run the ball so the clock can run out and things like that, but try to score. I mean, if you're going to play this game, you try to do things like that. And it goes back to the leadership, Brian, that we talked about from day one. And the leadership that after yesterday's meeting is you look at that game, you put it away, and now you focus your sights on a very good Wofford team that's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, Brian.
That's my follow-up question, too. How do you feel like there's going to be a carryover effect because of that?
I do. I mean, I think the leadership here and the who and what that we have here as captains, as leaders, as guys that care about this program, that have seen this program win and want to, what it feels like to be, in the hunt of things, this is important. It's important to get back on the winning side of the ledger. Losing is not great. And, regardless if it's an FBS team or not. But I just think that the highly competitive nature of all this kind of aligns to what this team is made up of this year. And, so we're going back down that way again and again against a Wofford team that's very good. I mean, so this is the way, this is the way it is, in college football. You go against good opponents, and sometimes you got to go on the road, sometimes you're at home. And, this is just one of the aspects of you're going to be good. You got to win games on the road as well.
Mike, you touched about the defense had gave up some big plays early, but as you said, held Coastal to 4 field goals coming down the stretch, 2 for 11 on third downs. What adjustments were made for your guys to be able to slow that offense down and keep them out of the end zone?
Yeah, Rob, it's just gap integrity, being sound in what you do. And like you said, they got down to the third, fourth quarter and things like that. Instead of they getting down to the high and low red zone areas, offensively, you want to score touchdowns. You get in the red zone. You want touchdowns. You don't want to kick field goals. They were scoring touchdowns early, but when they second half, we were able to hat in the right gap, make fits where we needed to. And like you said, 2 for 11 in third down situations, they were now then kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. And I think that's a tribute to the guys. Again, as Brian asked before, there's a kind of a never quit, get better, let's go attitude. And so it was a good thing they missed a field goal. We got pressure, they missed a field goal as well. So to be able to stay strong and resilient and battle towards the waning parts, the latter part of the game, that's a never quit, never die attitude. And I think that's what we have here. And now we're just looking forward to now getting better, making the necessary corrections. Everyone's got to improve. I've got to improve. Coaches got to improve. And the players understand they have to improve into what's next and what we need to win this next game. And that's what's taking place now.
Mike, you guys are headed back on the road. And as you said, facing a really good Wofford team that is coming off a win over Richmond last week. As you've kind of looked at them, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for you?
Yeah, it's a good football team, one we're familiar with. But, every year the identity of a team changes because you have new leadership coming in. Matter of fact, I think Coastal had like 65 new players, because of the transfer portal and all that. So the identity of that team just, changed overnight. You're allowed 85 scholarships when you have 60 plus new players. And so you establish your identity with your leaders, and guys that have left and those who have to move up. So Wofford's going to be a really good football team. They've demonstrated performance of winning, two games, beat a very, very good Richmond team. And so there's no lack of focus or anything like that for us. It's a bus trip down. It's another night game at 6 o'clock. And so We got to bring our best A game together, because we played the sample size of winning our first one, playing an FBS team, and now we have a really good FCS out of conference schedule opponent that we've played before, and so we're gonna have to do our best to get this one.
All right, Mike. Safe travels to Spartanburg. Good luck on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Once again, for media members on the live, if you have questions for the coaches here this afternoon.